Portable building.
Hi, is Ron available?
Speaking.
Hi, Ron. Nicole, Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm fine.
Good. We wanted to follow up with you here halfway through the year and make sure you received our offer for the equipment financing and working capital programs for the business.
I don't know anything about it.
Okay. It was based off some prior financing with Arvest for equipment you had done in the past.
Financing with who?
Arvest.
Arvest Bank?
Yeah. So you had done some financing with them in the past, and so we had sent an offer based off that. But it was just good it was good if there's any additional equipment you wanted to bring on before the end of the year or if you needed any working capital as well.
Okay. Who are you with?
It's the Bank of Cardiff. We're a commercial lender.
Yeah, I get so many scam calls. Is this another one?
No. We've been in business for 14 years. A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau. So.
Yeah, I get 50 scam calls a day wanting to loan me $250,000, and all I need to do is send them an address.
Yeah. I mean, I can send you an email if you'd like, but we have been in business for a really long time. And we have hundreds of reviews on our Google Plus page from our existing clients, so you can take a look at that as well.
Have you got anything that would help our customers?
Yeah. Do they need financing?
Well, we have a lease-to-own program. I have three lease-to-own programs we utilize now.
Okay. Do you?
But I would like to have something lower rate. Pardon me?
Do you fund that in-house or do you use another company?
A little bit of both.
Okay. What is the typical size of, I guess, the equipment that they're looking at?
5 to 10,000 is where we're at.
Okay.
Now, also, do you do any true leases?
We do. Yeah, we do. We can do dollar buyouts. We can do finance agreement where they own it from the beginning. So we can structure a few different ways. Usually our minimum would be $10,000 for equipment financing for your clients.
Okay.
But we have a really easy process. It would just be a one-page application they would need to fill out, and then we can have them approved within a day, sometimes same day.
Can you do anything over the internet processing? Do you fill out anything, a form or anything?
Oh, yeah, we have an online application.
Okay.
We can send you a link, and then they would complete that, and then that would come straight back to us, and then we could review everything.
So must this credit dependent?
For equipment financing, it's going to be a little more focused on the credit. But, you know, we do have some programs that go down to about 580, I would say.
Okay.
Which is pretty good.
That's very good. So, matter of fact, 90% of our lease-to-own program we do is that we don't check their credit or anything. And the reason is because what we mostly have here is equipment or off-grid cabins and solar or little garages, storage buildings, and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So technically, everything that we sell, we could pick up in a heartbeat.
Yeah.
So if we have any problem with any kind, we just go pick it up and bring it back to the lot.
Yeah, I see. Okay.
And so, therefore, we don't even bother the credit check. But they're paying through the nose because of that. And I would like to have a program to where these people aren't paying 19%.
Right.
We got people with good credit, and all they want is convenience.
Yeah. Well, we can definitely help them with that. What I can do is I can send you my information. I'll have my email address. It'll have a link to the application. And if it works out well, we can do it where you can put the link into your website so they could click on it, and then you would also see the information as well.
Okay.
We do that a lot with a lot of our vendors. But what is a good email address for you?
Well, what was that question again?
What is a good email address for you?
You send it to Ron at portablebuildingmall.com.
Portablebuildingmall.com. Okay. I will send that. And then if you have anybody, I can preview it for you and let you know what I think. Or you could just have them click on the link and we can take a look at it.
Well, we wouldn't do that until we get hooked up with you guys. I mean, then we'll find out who you are and what you are. I'm just now starting to get on our conversation, starting to get comfortable enough not hanging out.
Yeah.
You cannot believe we have 5 or 6 a day. People
I'm sure.
Us.
Yeah.
And most of them are computer generated and they won't even talk to us.
Oh, haha. Interesting. Okay.
Well,
yeah,
you don't know about that?
Check us out. No, we don't do that here. So we don't do computer calls or anything like that. But I will send you an email. And if you have any questions.
Are you brokering these deals or are you a funder?
We're a direct lender. We do have some situations. It might be somebody has really poor credit. We may use one of our sister banks or network banks to get them an approval. But I would say 85% of transactions are approved in-house.
Well, as far as poor credit is concerned, we like doing those here. We never have a problem since we're right here on top of it and we're in control of it and we pick up everything that we deliver.
Okay.
And we never have a hostile repo.
Yeah, well, that's good.
And that's probably because we pick them pretty good, too.
Yeah, what are all the types of portable units that people are purchasing from you?
Oh, there'll be garages for sports cars or motorcycle buildings or just backyard storage or there'll be some agricultural buildings.
Okay.
And all of them are technically portable.
Okay.
As far as that's concerned, even though we may bolt them down to concrete, we can unbolt them.
Okay.
Technically, we take them apart. I used to write a business equipment leases many years ago through BorgWarner and Baldwin Piano and the like. So I'm familiar with the leasing industry.
Yeah.
And so we brokered those.
Well, here's the thing. We would only be able to finance them if they're using it for a business purpose. Okay. So they can't use it at home. It'd have to be for a business because we only do business financing. We don't do personal financing.
Okay. Okay. That makes sense.
So keep that in mind. Yeah.
Yeah, we can handle all the residential stuff.
Okay. Perfect.
But if a person, say, was in a business and one of our products need to be at his residence and he's still in a business, he's using it for a business, could you do that one?
It would need to be at the business address.
Okay.
So, I've had situations we've done, like, garbage containers or bins, and there's been home offices, and we financed it there, but they didn't use them there. They used other places, or they kept them there, too. It's an interesting situation. So, home office, and it makes sense why they'd be using this. It just has to make sense,
Yeah. How about an airplane?
We don't finance airplanes currently.
We have a couple of businesses that are getting ready to lease an airplane.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, we're not doing that right now.
You have an upper end amount.
What's that?
What's your top dollar amount?
Oh, we go up to a few million.
Okay.
Yeah. 10,000 to a couple million, anywhere in between.
How about this? How about outfitting a, we're getting ready to set up some locations that's going to require the affordable office on that business location.
Okay.
And they're also getting about 20 units of inventory.
Okay.
Do you do anything on that?
So the unit you're going to use for an office, where will that be?
It'll be on the property. Because what this is, it's a it's a portable structure sales lot. There'll be windmills out there, and there'll be portable buildings and motorcycle garages and all sorts of stuff.
Is this the same business, new location?
Yes.
Okay. And how much would this unit cost?
Well, there will be about 20 units, and they'll average about 8,000 each.
Okay, but did you say there was one that's going to be the main office?
Yes, it will be the office, and that will be about 18,000.
18,000. And is that bolted down, or is that just?
Well, technically not.
No. Okay.
You want it to be bolted down.
Okay, so I think that we could finance that for you as a traditional equipment finance, 2 to 5 year term.
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of the inventory, because you're going to be selling that, we couldn't finance that for you.
Actually, it won't be selling it. They're going to be using it just for display, and it stays there 1 year, and then they sell it.
Okay.
Then they pay it all.
Yes, that would be similar to like a floor line kind of.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do that type of financing. The only other thing that we could do would be to give you, how much do these units cost?
It'd be about 8,000.
And you said it was 20 units or 10?
20.
20 units at 8,000. So basically they would just be for display and then you may sell them after.
Yeah, they definitely will because they don't want them getting shop-worn.
Okay. So if you were looking to do that, we could give you unsecured capital and you could do whatever you want with that funding because those are unrestricted funds. In terms of the location you want to use for an office, I probably could get that financed for you because it's staying there. It's not going anywhere. I think I could do that one.
Right.
It's a unique situation, I think. But the inventory, we would just have to give you capital, and you could use whatever you want for that. It's going to be a shorter-term program, though, probably longest term, 2 years, possibly 3 years.
Oh, then what they planned on doing on that was interest only for a year and then pay it off.
So it wouldn't be structured that way. When you take the funds and you say you use those funds to buy the inventory, you would start paying back on the loan for this particular. This is how this loan is structured. Yeah.
We could take a look at it, but one thing what they had planned in it, the accountants had planned in it, is paying interest only monthly until that 12 months.
Yeah.
So take a look at it.
Yeah. You know, it depends, like, what kind of return you'll get on buying these units. I don't know what your margins look like. But sometimes these programs work out really well where businesses can utilize a capital source, keep their funding that they have, you know, their money in the bank, and be able to buy inventory at a good rate and then flip it and, you know, make a profit, and then they can get additional inventory as well. So it works
what
well
kind
for
of
those.
What rate would we be looking at?
So it's going to fluctuate. On the low end, it would be about 10 cents on the dollar, and it can go up from there. What we'll look at is credit. It's not the sole factor, but we do look at credit. And we look at the strength of the revenue of the business to issue approvals on that program. But
10%.
Yeah. But you can pay it off early, and you would get a discount as well.
Pay it off in a year. What would be the discount, I wonder?
So it depends. Some programs give up to about 25% off any remaining interest. So that could be, programs are different, but if that's something that's attractive to you, then we could look at that program. But say you want to pay it off in 2 months or 3 months, you could pay it off at any time and get that additional 25% off, which is nice. Mm-hmm. If you chose to renew the loan on that particular program, they would waive all remaining interest.
Not too sure how that would work, but.
So it would work well if, say, every 6 months you're buying inventory and you chose a 12-month term. So every 6 months you have the option to renew again. You don't have to. You could pay the loan off completely, but say it's working out well for you. So at that six-month mark, we would give you the option, if you wanted to renew it, they would waive any remaining interest on the loan. So really, your interest on the 12-month term would be half. So there's a lot of incentives for returning clients.
I guess just send me something in the email. We'll take a look at it.
Yeah, I'll send you some info. So I'll send it to Ron at portablebuildingmall.com. If you have any questions, let me know, and then all the info on our company will be in the email as well.
Okay.
Did you have any other questions?
That'll do it.
Okay. Well, perfect. Thank you for your time.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you, Ron. Bye.